This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Friends, we've been studying for the past several days about a most important topic, the topic of true and false teachers. Now, a true teacher is one who teaches the gospel of Christ. A false teacher, no matter how sincere he may be, no matter how zealous, no matter how much he may be involved in religious activity, if he does not preach that gospel, is not a true, faithful servant of the Lord. Now, of course, one cannot be pleasing to God unless he is sincere, unless he loves God, unless he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength, unless he is zealous and sincere about what he's doing, unless he's acting in good conscience. But while all of these things are necessary, they are not sufficient. One, in order to be a faithful evangelist of Christ, must preach the gospel of Christ, all of it. As the Apostle Paul made clear, I shrank not from declaring unto you the whole counsel of God. But the very fact that we have in our situation today more than 300 denominations all claiming to follow Christ quite obviously makes it clear that somebody's wrong. I remember studying in a university a few years ago and studying under a professor who was an atheist, one who did not believe in God. And we were talking one day about Christianity, and he said to me, "Why, Mr. Warren, you know that it cannot be the case that where there are 300 denominations and all of them teaching different things, that you could make any sense out of that, that they could all be preaching the truth." And I said, "Doctor, no one could agree with you more than I. I agree that that simply is not the case. That is not Christianity. The Bible teaches there is but one message. There is but one faith." Just as we find in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, the Apostle Paul makes clear there is one God. That is, one God the Father, one Lord Jesus Christ, one Holy Spirit. Those three comprising the three persons of the one Godhead. There is one hope of life everlasting. My friends, it would be a terrible tragedy of error for one to say there are many gods and one is as good as another, or else to say there are no gods at all, or for one to say there are many saviors, many Christs, and one's as good as another, or else to say there are no Christs at all. How terrible it would be for one to say there are many Holy Spirits and one's as good as another, or else to say there is no Holy Spirit at all, or to say that there are many hopes and one's as good as another, or else to say man has no hope at all. But just as it says there's one God, one Lord, one Spirit, and one hope, the Bible also says in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, there is one faith. Now that means one body of doctrine, one definite body of doctrine. The Lord is not pleased with my preaching any other doctrine, nor is he pleased with your preaching any other doctrine, or with your believing and following any other doctrine. We can be saved by the gospel and only by the gospel. It is the gospel of Christ that is the power of God unto salvation, Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. The Lord Jesus Christ did not come into this world to make men religious. He didn't come to give them the opportunity of becoming religious. They were religious long before he ever came into the world. But our Lord came to give us the opportunity of being right religiously, in the realization that only by being right religiously can we be saved. The devil will be pleased even if we believe in God and the Lord Jesus Christ, so long as we do not obey him in being baptized for remission of our sins. You know, a man who drowns 1 foot from the shore of the lake is just as dead as a man who drowns in the middle of it. A man who drowns in a bathtub is just as dead as a man who drowns in the middle of the ocean. And a man, even though he may be very close to obeying the gospel, so long as he stays out of Christ by refusing to obey the Lord and being baptized, is just as lost as a man who refuses to believe in God or the Lord Jesus Christ. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our study.